Well, you know, I mean, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
So he says.
No, she says, I'll ruin every meal you ever make.
For the rest of our lives. And I'll ruin every meal for the rest of our lives.
And my response was, well, just keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Heading Outbound podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Dan.
Dan and Hannah are friends of my wife and I, and we have my wife on the show as well. First time for everything is the
Little Texas.
Yeah, of course. There's the first time for everything. We got that one going. So Dan and Hannah, we have been friends for now something around 14 years. Mm-hmm. We met them the year that I moved with my lovely new bride to Ohio, and Dan, tell us how that went. We went to church. We met you at church.
We met you at a car wash. Mm-hmm. We were sitting there. We were doing a little fundraiser for the church, and Shane's going to eat. If he's somewhere, Shane's going to eat. So he stopped over for a hot dog. We invited him to church. Lo and behold, he showed up, and he came to church, had a really good service. We do what all Baptists do after church. We went to Mexican.
Yeah,
we went to dinner afterwards, and then actually came to the house right after, sat on my couch, and stayed there for about 6 months.
Never left. Yeah.
It was a year.
This is the first day.
First day. They spent the entire day with us.
Sure did. Yep. Never left.
Yeah.
You know, some people you just connect with. And
yeah, that's true.
You know how that is. So that is how we met. That so many years ago, and we'd never left. We would go over there. We spent so much time at their house. It came to the point at one point in time, Phil, I was going over, we would went over there in between services or something. I walk into the kitchen, I open the door, the refrigerator.
This was day one.
Oh, that was the first day.
Do we have any milk? Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Well, we have some milk.
Nope.
He
said, go get it.
We have any milk.
Help yourself, Shane.
Go get it.
Dan said, I'm not really a milk drinker. Don't drink a lot of milk. And I was like, well, you need to get some if I'm going to be here. So.
It's true.
And so here at the Heading Outbound podcast, you know, we're preserving Southern culture one story at a time. And so you may go, well, Ohio is not technically in the South. But so the tie-in today is that the South was carried to Ohio.
We brought it to Ohio, baby.
And so that's that's kind of where we're going to go today. So we're going to get some great stories that I don't know that you'll be able to draw a line. I think it's just going to be good stories that
cross several cultural lines,
right? Back and forth. So we're looking forward to that. So tell us a story. I mean, tell us a good one.
We lived in a little house on a cul-de-sac when we met Shane and Sarah. And we had no idea. I mean, obviously, your Southern culture was nothing that we knew of. So we couldn't even fathom where Shane Thomas came from. And to think of Shane...
unheard of land.
To think of Shane in a duplex in Medina, Ohio. I mean, now that we know, it just, you know, it doesn't fit. So Shane started bringing tools to our house. Grinders and sanders.
That man was making a bowl for some reason.
Yeah. He made arrows and things. So our neighbor, after it would just be constant grinding. So our neighbor in the driveway, our neighbor came over to us and she said, I have to talk to you. And we always got along very well. And I said, okay. And she said, what's happening here? Why is your friend doing this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Why have y'all adopted somebody from the
right.
South?
Yes.
Right.
I said, I don't really know why he's doing this, but it makes him feel like he's at home. So we're trying to help.
Yeah. And we're doing our best to support him.
It's endeavor. True. And she said, well, I'm really tired of all the dust and things all over my cars. So either you're going to talk to him or I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the North for you. So, but that bowl turned out
like,
well.
Like a Northern.
Yeah.
It's a really nice bowl.
I let her
bowl.
Do it. Yeah. I let her talk. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I didn't.
You got to remember, you're on the seat with a microphone.
You're on the stand.
Didn't you win second place with that bowl?
I won first place. That was a first place finish.
How many bowls were in that entry?
Two. Okay.
That was very beautiful, though.
It was a beautiful bowl.
It really was.
We still had it at the house.
Yeah.
I eat cereal out of it every morning.
I could. Yeah. It was beautiful. It's true.
But then, so after coming down, so Shane and Sarah, they were with us for almost a year. And then so after they went home, you know, we got a taste of what their life was. And then actually the minute we got back on the road to come home, we both said, Dan and I both said,
we get know. It. It all makes sense now. Yes,
it all makes sense now.
Well, home is home. And that's what I was doing. I was just trying to find a way to like bring what I've always done is, which is whatever I wanted to mm-hmm. on 40 acres to, like you said, Medina, Ohio, or Rittman, Ohio.
Lived in Medina, we lived in Rittman.
And so, you know, I didn't think anything about it. But obviously there were eyes upon us that we did not know.
Are you in trouble? Well, we hope you're not. But just in case you are, we know a good lawyer. Whitney Island here in Hayden, Alabama has law services. Or maybe if you're not from Hayden, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. So check her out at islandlaw.com. We appreciate Whitney and her sponsoring the show.
How'd you meet Abe?
Oh, Abe.
Don't even talk about him.
I'm interested.
Abe is an Amishman.
A who?
An Amishman.
An Amish man.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that to
the translation. Yes,
for the translation there. That's right. To the Hey Nubbin podcast.
Hyphenated.
Yeah.
Abe, I've always had a little bit of a interest in the Amish culture.
Yeah. Obsession.
Obsession. Okay.
Interest.
Heightened.
Heightened interest. Ohio, Southern Ohio, or where we were at, that's not Southern Ohio, that's Central Ohio, I guess, is covered with Amish
men.
Amish men.
Yeah.
The Amish.
La Amish.
So, hey, I got an opportunity here. I'm riding around doing my work for the railroad. Well, I have to go through the Amish country to do some of that work. Well, you know, they have signs up. Eggs for sale, yeah. Furniture for sale, whatever the case is. Well, I passed this house and it had rocking chairs for sale or furniture of some sort. So I've been wanting to get some chairs built for my wife for anniversary or something. So I went in and I met Abe and got to talking to him. Great guy, invited me in, very welcoming. And so I wanted them to meet my friends. Right. And if you know anything about the Amish culture, they are very neutral on their dressing. You know, not a lot of fancy. Show it. They want to fit. They want everybody to kind of fit in. Like you don't want to stand out.
There we go. All right.
And we stand out.
My friends from Ohio, particularly Hannah.
We had, of course, if you're doing anything with Shane, you get no warning. You know, like, hey, we might stop and see Abe today.
That's right.
And we're just driving. Like, oh, let's go see Abe. And she was done up. Her just had her nails done, had the sparkliest shirt on she could have had.
So if you're looking for,
remember my cold shoulder top.
If you're looking for contrast, Hannah, 180 degrees from Abe's wife, Miss Hosteller. I don't remember her first name, but we'll call her Miss Hosteller. 180 degrees. Very bland, black colored dress, hair in a bow tie or bun top. Hannah. Just as she just described, sparkly everything.
Headed to Broadway.
Yes. Headed. Yeah.
For no reason. We were just out that day. But if we had known that we were going to see Abe,
I wouldn't have changed a thing.
You would not have changed a thing. Absolutely not.
I tried to wait in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I truly did. In your defense. I did. I tried to wait in the car, and then Shane's at their door going, come on.
Come in.
Come in.
Come meet my friends. This is my
Have
friend.
Have some coffee and cake.
And other things. So we did. And just introduce yourself. So from then on, Hannah has said she felt very judged that day.
There was probably five little Amish girls transfixed. They could not take their eyes off of her.
It's true.
It was unbelievable.
My favorite, though, was the little girl that came over and she ran one finger down my fingernail like this and then got yelled at.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't touch that.
She just wanted to see.
She did.
It was something that she probably, I mean, that's probably.
Never seen it.
Never seen that.
Because they keep their kids away from this.
Does it grow that like that?
How did that get on? Yeah.
I do remember the coffee was terrible.
The coffee was terrible, Dan said.
Is it weak?
No, very strong.
Yeah, that's good coffee.
Dan's got a theory that possibly they had some.
They didn't like our culture. I think they wanted us out. Yeah, we're in their home. Way to end the West civilization.
It was a hit by the Amish.
Yeah, so. take us out with Buckeye cut games.
But they were very friendly.
Very friendly.
You think they learned anything from you?
We were probably, that's what you avoid. We were the message that Sunday. I assure you,
you were a sermon illustration on the sermon illustration. Yes. Numerous Sundays after that. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
If you're in the market for a new house, I want to tell you about our latest sponsor, Vantage Plus. So they're general contractors. They specialize in new home construction, but also they do some dirt moving work. So clearing land, making roads. Y'all check them out. We'll make sure that we link the website and the phone number in the show notes.
I'll tell you what's really different. New Year's Day is completely different in Northern Ohio than it is here in Hayden, Alabama. They do this thing of kraut and sausage.
Or pork.
Or pork. What do you call that?
Pork and sauerkraut.
Pork and sauerkraut.
Potatoes. Mmm.
But that's their New Year's meal. I'm not having it. This is not okay. I'm not going to be.
Because you don't like that or you don't want to not have your tradition?
No, I like that. So it was okay. You can cook this, but we're also cooking hog jaw.
And turnip greens. Black eyed peas.
And you got it.
Yeah, 3 years in a row, you've come up and cooked it for us. It's been fantastic.
It's true.
So the first year, though, I said, hey, let's cook for New Year's. Okay, great. Let's do this. We searched all of Northern Ohio for hog jaw. We went to how many stores?
Six or seven.
Mm-hmm. Several. And I was getting a little bit discouraged. But then we went to the right place in the right city in the right area. We'll just leave it at that.
Understood. Copy.
And they said, of course we've got hog jaw. Absolutely. I said, damn, we got to go.
Yeah.
Get in the truck with Pawpaw. Mm-hmm. So we loaded up. We went and got it. And we smoked up Hannah's kitchen with some hog jaw fried in the oven.
That's true.
And we ate like kings that day, buddy.
What'd y'all think?
It was fantastic.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a sauerkraut fan anyway, so it was perfect for me.
So you're not a big fan of the sauerkraut potatoes? No.
I've never even made sauerkraut in my home in 25 years because he can't stand it. I love it personally, but I mean, that's what we do now is make hog jaw.
Hog jaw. I brought it.
Tattooed a little Southern culture on it.
Wrote it in the tradition book. So Dan and Hannah, we have experienced a lot of funny things that have happened in those times. And Dan's got one when he was just starting out in the church, just getting going. So we're going to tell this and we may cut it. I want to tell it just so that we air it out and see where it goes.
I got saved when I was 14 in a little country church. It's considered a country to us, but my sister started going to church with one of her friends too, over in Akron. And she invited me on a Wednesday night I thought it was just gonna be Bible study. Well, it turned out to be like this back room. There's drums, lights, guitars, just wasn't my scene. Well, the preacher got up, or teacher, whatever he was, and got on, spiritual gifts and got on speaking in tongues. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, we're here.
So you're
listening. I haven't been saved long, so I didn't understand a lot of
this
it.
This was after you were saved. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Had you grown up in church? Sorry, no, I'm just trying
sir.
To.
No, sir.
So this is really early. We don't have a lot of exposure at all. Okay.
Exactly. So he gets done and he tells his prayer team that, you know, we're going to go pray for some people to see if they can get this gift. So I just put my head down, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm going to be right here. We're going to leave here soon. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. Well, he comes, puts his hand on my back, and he's like, we're going to pray that you get tongues today. I was like, bless your heart. I mean, that's okay. All right. So I'm sitting there quiet. This is going to end soon. I promise you, this is going to end. So this he just keeps going. This man had some faith because he just kept praying. And I'm like, dude. I mean, an awkward situation. Hannah knows. Awkward situations, I'm terrible.
Dan, an awkward situation do not miss.
It is awful. Well, he just kept going. I said, I got to wait. I have to find a way out of here.
How long do you think it's been going on?
I'm saying 10 minutes. It felt like it could have been longer. It felt. So I'm like, there's only one way out of here. So I'm like, Lord, just give it to him. I just go, shut up. He raises his hand. He's saying, praise the Lord, brother. And he moves on. I was so thankful.
So was it similar, like real short?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just got something out that sounded like what other people were doing. And it sounded enough to him that it was, I got it. And he probably still thinks he prayed it on me that to this day.
Yeah. He's there it out.
I got him away from me, though.
He was moving on.
I had to get out of that situation one way or the other. But, man, it was funny.
Did you go back?
Oh, no, sir. Never.
That was one and done. That was
when Dan was sanctified and justified, and that he did not have the gift of tongues.
Right. Absolutely. That is, God bless him. That's all I can say.
Wow. That is awesome. If you've never been in that arena. It's different.
It's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and like I said, to his credit, he wasn't giving up. Yeah. I gave him every hint in the world it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, this ain't going to happen.
He just kept going.
So funny.
Yeah.
I love that story, Dan. Speaking in tongues.
He spoke it, all right?
Yeah, that's right. Come on out there.
Buying or selling a home should be an exciting and enjoyable time. One thing can position you for the best outcome, and that is experience. The team at White Real Estate has many years of experience in helping their clients maximize their sales and secure the properties and homes of their dreams. Give Darren and Rhiannon White, Caden White, or Ryan Love a call today and begin your journey on a pleasurable buying or selling experience.
They want to hear about the time that you made me fried chicken and it didn't go well. Barbecue chicken is what you made that day. And like I said, you can't cook. It's not a secret.
I can cook. Ask them. I can.
Okay.
Sure. I just choose not to. Mostly. We were very young. We were very young when we got married.
Yeah.
I was 19. He was 20. I never really had to cook at home. I made barbecue chicken in the oven. It was a Wednesday night. And he pulled it out of the oven and he took a bite. Well, there must have been a vein in it. I'm guessing.
It was raw.
And it squirted blood on his face.
Ooh.
So
liquid.
He flipped out big time on me. So he said, get ready. We're going to go get something to eat before church. So we go get something to eat before church and we go to Taco Bell. And he chooses the Taco Bell drive-thru to start like screaming at me about dinner.
We were discussing. I wouldn't say screaming.
He was screaming at me about dinner. What had happened.
He didn't let it go.
Yes. And I said, well, you know, I mean, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
So he says.
No, she says, I'll ruin every meal you ever make.
For the rest of our lives. I'll ruin every meal for the rest of our lives.
And my response was, well, just keep doing what you're doing.
Man, yeah.
She goes dead silent.
I'm sure.
She goes dead silent. So we go through the drive-thru. I hand her bag. You know, I'm thinking, okay. We're going to go to church.
We're going
to
get through
everything's
this.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Won that one.
You ever been to an old school barber where they put the shaving cream behind?
Oh, yeah. The best.
Well, that's the first thing I felt. But then I also see lettuce and cheese and tomatoes flying. She had opened up that taco and slapped me right across the face. I got sour cream all down my face. The car's covered in condiments. It was funny. And then we just laughed. That's what usually happens. We fight like that and then we laugh it off. But
yeah, so that was your response. Getting divorced. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Opened up, you started laughing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're back together. It's fine.
Wow. But I'll never forget the feeling. It was just like that shaving cream, that warm shaving cream. But it was sour cream. Yeah.
But tell him I have redeemed myself since then.
Yeah. She's got four dishes that are fantastic.
That's all you need in a week.
What are they?
She makes a great meatloaf. She makes a great meatloaf. Her taco salad's very good.
Yes.
Dutch mess is good.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. I want the fourth one, then I want to know what Dutch mess is.
What do you think your fourth is?
No.
You think I'm going to say anything right now? No.
We've got some time.
Yeah, we've got time, Dan.
We said taco salad, right?
Yeah.
I think spaghetti. A good spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
A good spaghetti.
Meatloaf, taco salad, spaghetti, and then Dutch mess. Let's have that.
Yes.
I've got no clue.
Explain the Dutch mess.
Well, I don't even know if that's the real name of it. That's just what our mom called it. So it's potatoes, peppers, smoked sausage. That's my favorite.
Cabbage.
And you fry it in a pan.
All together.
Yeah.
All together. And that's it.
Yeah, we have a similar. We just call that sauteed salad or sauteed cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we don't put potatoes in it. But that, yeah, good dish.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Some people do.
We
don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Classic.
Dude, that's good. I'm so glad you came up with that fourth one.
Yeah, buddy.
Sweating already.
As soon as we leave, I'll think of 10 more and we'll discuss it and everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to Taco Bell.
Don't go to Taco Bell between here and there.
Yeah.
You remember when you and I took your daughters to, was it Home Depot or Lowe's?
Home Depot.
You already talked about earlier that we spent a lot of time over there. And so we're walking down in the Home Depot and Madison, being the small child that she was wanting to swing. So Dan's on one side, I'm on the other, and we're swinging the kid. You're swinging Madison back and forth, you know, and she's just cackling, having a big time. She's walking down through there, and we're mid-swing, and she looks at me, and she said, "I think I'm going to call you Daddy Shane." And I just let go. Nope.
No, you will not be calling me Daddy Shane.
We lowered our voice a little bit, talked about some sports.
Separated it.
I love football.
How about that Indians game? It was something else, wasn't it?
I am not Daddy Shane, Madison. Never again. Do not. Okay.
The visual other people had that had to be hilarious, though.
I think I'll call you Daddy Shane. No, don't do that. What about the time you couldn't find your wedding ring?
Still can't find it.
Way to go, Shane. Sore subject. Sorry.
We had a beautiful dog, Belle. She ate it.
That's what she surmised. That's what she thinks. It very well could have happened.
It did happen.
So for weeks, she scoured the backyard.
I got a metal detector
and a box of nitrile gloves.
Yeah. Yep.
She was going to find
And a shovel. Ring.
And you're pilfering through.
Lots and lots of it, too.
Because this was no small dog. This was a lab
we're not talking
mix.
About it.
No,
Yorkshire Terrier.
No. German Shepherd Lab mix.
Yeah.
Lots
of big
product.
Round is this table.
Well, I asked Shane to help me and he said no.
I imagine.
Nobody would help me.
No.
Never found it either.
Well, there's lots of things that I will do. That is not one of them.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah. So I love you and I hope you find it.
I admire that you ask him.
I asked everybody.
You know. Yeah, she did. She was going through all efforts. Scoured the
metal backpack. Detector was the tip of it, though. She was out there with it. She was going to find it. She was back there.
Oh, maybe one day it'll show up.
Yeah,
it's possible. You just never know about those kinds of things.
One night, one evening.
I discovered this.
You discovered it.
25 years later.
A medical condition.
Let's not get dramatic.
I would definitely call it a medical condition.
Okay. I was extremely tired.
Dan's tired.
I wouldn't say extremely either.
Take us to where we're. Where are we at here?
That night. I want to go to that night.
We're laying in bed. I am this way. Dan is this way. I turn over to say something to him. And I watch this happen. I'm just going to show you the video.
Tell him what happened. Tell him and then let him see the video.
I watched him.
While he's on the phone.
While he's on his phone, he's looking at the ceiling. He has no idea what's happening. He's on his phone here, but his eyes there.
And he's intending to look at the phone.
He says he was. Well, I don't believe it. One eye definitely was. The other was not, for sure. But I'm staring at him with the phone because I'm like, I'm recording this. It's happening.
I had no clue she was recording me.
And he had no idea.
Neither I knew she was recording.
Neither.
All right, so we're going to watch this. I've never seen this video. This is live action. And they've built this up, too. So. That eye is all over the place. And the other one is staring at the phone. Like the other one is standing.
Yes.
Almost, it has to be like a chameleon. That's the only way to
put it. Yes. So.
Yeah, you're like the lizard on
Rango.
Rango. You're yes. Rango.
I'm waiting for him to lick it. You know?
It's just a slip.
Yeah.
So
Shane and Sarah are up. I don't even know how we got started on this.
I don't know.
I didn't know this video existed.
Hannah, you were just waiting.
Hannah was waiting.
You had to share.
And she didn't wake up the next morning and say, hey, you might have an issue. You might want to go get looked at.
No. What did she say?
Nothing.
You didn't say anything to Dan.
Nothing.
Not a word.
Shane and Sarah walked through the door and I was like, I have a video for you. I think that's pretty much how it happened. And there it was.
How did you not say something?
I wanted to embarrass him.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm just kidding. I just didn't.
And when Shane seen that video, I've never seen him laugh that hard.
I mean, that thing is all over the
place. But come on, that's exactly right. So this is how Hannah leads with it. Hannah says, hey, Shane, did you know Dan had a lazy eye?
And I said, that's a hyper eye.
That is definitely a hyper eye.
Ain't nothing lazy about that.
So when she says, did you know Dan had a lazy eye? I said, no, I wasn't aware of it, Hannah. And we're sitting in the living room with her sister, her brother-in-law, her nieces, Dan, or these are all Dan. A crowd.
Assistant pastor of the church. Mike
was there. Assistant pastor of the church, and I said, no, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is a serious conversation. And she says, I've got a video of it. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Let's see. And she said, and you've got to see it. So when she brings me the phone, I'm still in serious mode. Like, I'm still like, you know, I'm sorry, Dan, you got a lazy eye, you know. She plays the video for me. I lose all sense of composure.
It was one of those, you know, when the kid gets hit and before they there's an inhale and silence before that. That was Shane. He was silently laughing for a good 10 seconds before he started.
He couldn't even get it out.
Couldn't even get it out.
Crying because I'm in my mind, lazy eye, but you saw the video.
Yeah, just a little.
A little tilt, right?
Yes.
Like, is it lined up?
But when she did tell me, she said, I was laying in bed one night and Dan was looking at his phone and his other eye was looking
everywhere.
Everywhere. But she didn't say the word everywhere. She just said not at his phone. So I'm thinking, You know, I've seen a lazy eye just kind of drift over.
Yeah.
When I see the eye rotating around. I said, Dan, are you okay?
Has it done it since then?
It's done it for years, but I've just never.
It is never.
I have never. I didn't capture it.
You always thought he just had a hard time focusing on things.
Yes. Dan's got horrific eyes. So.
Yeah, just make fun of me.
Just go ahead. Yeah, really?
Leave I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know if I know you well enough to get on you so bad. I'm sorry.
Absolutely fine. But, okay. Yes, it was funny.
It was.
I got questions. What are you seeing? So you're looking at your phone.
She had, obviously her phone was recording me. I had no clue.
Didn't even know it.
So this eye that's on a journey somewhere by itself is not reporting any data to the brain. It's not
reporting any data.
And as much as is going on with it, it's not even registering that I'm recording this.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it is no data.
He had no idea.
No input.
It checks. It goes on vacation is what it goes on. And it is just wherever it needs to go to. That's in that I was not prepared. So I apologize profusely.
Yeah.
But I could not stop.
I mean, you can't. It's just like watching somebody fall. You're going to laugh.
You're going to laugh. And I was like, Hannah, you set me up for failure. Like, really, you did.
Yeah.
Because she was just kind of
there with all the people there. She might as well just put it on the TV. But it went to everybody in the house. And everybody had the same reaction. I'm like, this can be over any second.
At any point in time. We're going to get out of here.
It's like the country song. You know, they're passing the phone around looking at my Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, That's exactly what happened.
And I did feel horrible. I felt
He texted me the next day and said, I'm sorry.
I am sorry for the reaction. And Dan's like, it's cool. It's whatever, you know. Yeah. But we were talking last night about how good we are really good friends. I mean, there's only so many people that you can have that reaction to a medical condition that I cannot control and still be friends with, you know. But we've had our turns at laughing at one another. So that leads us into this last episode.
The grand finale.
These two fine individuals were the witnesses to my snowball attack.
Which is a story that Shane told in a previous episode that we'll link in the show notes.
Witness is a good word. Like when a crime's committed and you have witnesses, that's what we witnessed.
A crime.
I would definitely describe it just as that.
So Shane has told the story. We have his story. We've heard it. Now we're going to get Dan's story. So Dan, take us back to y'all had went out to eat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To a nice restaurant.
Very nice.
We went out there and we got... Like you said, they went to the bathroom. Me and Shane are walking out front. They're coming down behind us. There's like a half fence with some trash cans there. And it was snowing, but it was also a little bit of rain. So it was like a real wet snow. So when it gets like that, it doesn't just turn into snow, it's ice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see him grab this off the trash can and he's balling it up. And I'm not, maybe he's going to throw it at a car. You know, he hasn't seen a lot of snow. You know,
it's going to be fine. He's just some old Southern boy.
But he keeps packing it.
Mm.
Okay. Well, and then I see him like, tucked behind that little half wall there, like he's going to surprise somebody. I was like, oh, okay. He's just going to toss it at her, you know, something. Mm-hmm. No, he was Randy Johnson that day. And he reared back.
98 mile an hour.
Pelted her in the face. I mean, pelted her. And in his story, he said, oh, it was so apologetic. He got there. But his first reaction was not to apologize.
What was my first reaction, Dan?
Almost that same laugh with my eye. Almost that same. He was dying. I'm sitting there, and I was like, because I barely know him. Like, this marriage is over. I'm gonna have to take care of one of them.
Yeah.
And she's crying. She's on the ground. Shane's laughing. We're like, we don't know these. I mean, this is a month in. I'm like, what is going on?
What has happened?
It's true. Yes.
Is that normal? Did they do that down there? Maybe that's why they don't get any snow.
She flew backwards.
Oh.
I mean, that is how hard he hit her.
You know when Randy Johnson hit the bird? That's what the snowball looked like when it hit her face.
It explosion. Did. She went back and we just stood there.
And did she order the wrong thing?
Does he mad at her?
And we got in the car and left.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No words to be spoken.
Not knowing what was going to, the next time y'all talked, what that was going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, he didn't, it wasn't just a little. Crow Hop, he called it or whatever. He reared back on that thing. And he hit. He hit. I think he hit where he was aiming.
Right. Sarah, where did it hit?
The side of my head. More towards the eye, though. Right here.
Not so much here.
No.
Not so much here.
Right here. Man.
Oh, yeah. And she melted. I mean, just.
I can imagine.
I'm surprised I don't have a lazy eye.
Yeah.
From that.
Dan got one just being close to it.
Yeah. So he's got a sympathetic response. That's incredible. Yeah. I wish I could be surprised. I'm sure you may be looking at me like I should be, but no, I've known him a long time. Well, it's been a lot of fun. I love getting a different perspective, and I think that's what we got tonight. We got a different perspective, and the unique perspective is how this beautiful couple brought a little something up there that you didn't know about.
That's right.
Or hadn't
experienced. More than anything, friendship.
Yeah.
They've been incredible friends to us. I know they've said stuff about us, but they'll never know what they've done in our life too. So we're thankful for that.
Some good laughs.
Yep.
Some shock.
Definitely laughs. Many. Many, many laughs.
Sawdust.
Amish country.
Yeah, Abe, I think was his name.
Right. Never known Abe if I want to come up there. Hey, we're all better people for that.
It's true.
Before we go, I want to remind you guys that our podcast has apparel. So if you haven't heard us talk about that, along with the Country Cursive things that we have got our logo printed up on several things. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. We would love for you to buy a few things, wear them around. It means a lot to us that y'all do that and are willing to wear the logo, be part of the crew, and because that directly supports our mission here to continue to gather these stories and just brighten your life a little bit.
Preserve Southern culture one story at a time.
One story at a time. But this is the Hayden Outbound Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Dan.
And we'll see you next time.